This is Senator Al Simpson. Is the novel Super Collider colliding with the budget deficit? $8 billion for this research and development project? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the noble and original purpose of the superconducting super collider was to increase knowledge about the makeup of matter and to research rearranging of matter to improve transportation, medicine, and product strength. Started out with a nice little price tag of $5 billion. Now it's up to $8 billion. The U.S. must never retreat from the study of particle physics. Our future lies in a successful research and development program, but the federal government has to recognize its own budgeting limits and work with other countries, the state of Texas, and universities and private business in order to fund this research. I have supported the project, Ted, but I sure don't feel the federal government should pick up the whole tab, especially with a $3 billion hike every 6 months. But what's $3 billion, eh, Ted?
Al, the verdict's not in yet on the Super Collider. It could be a big boom for physics or a big bust for the budget, or maybe both. But early reports of huge overruns are ominous. President Reagan's decision to approve the controversial Super Collider program in 1987 triggered the largest competition for a single piece of pork in American history. Communities and states across the country vied to be the site of this massive federal spending project. A few days after the 1988 election, the outgoing Reagan administration chose Texas for this multi-billion dollar windfall. It happens again and again, Al. Congress is lulled into approving vastly expensive projects on the basis of grossly inaccurate cost estimates. Taxpayers are left to foot the bill when the costs go through the roof. In these hard budget times, Al, the Super Collider is colliding with other national priorities. It's time for reassessment. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again on Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.